Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to be on the show or like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, the most trusted name in certified organic clean food. When you shop online at edenfoods.com, enter the coupon code ORGVIEW to receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. For other promotional offers, please visit theorganicview.com's website. And don't forget to check out our contest section.
On today's show, Susan Bratton will be my guest to talk about her new book, The Meals to Heal Cookbook, 150 Easy, Nutritionally Balanced Recipes to Nourish You During Your Fight with Cancer. So I'd like to welcome to the show, Susan Bratton. Good afternoon, Susan, and thank you for joining me.
Good afternoon, June. It's great to be with you today.
I'm so grateful that you're taking the time to come on the show. Your message is so incredibly important to many of my listeners, especially those who've been recently diagnosed with cancer. Can you take a moment before we begin and share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
Sure. So I spent nearly 20 years on Wall Street as a banker focusing on the healthcare services industry. And it was the loss of a very dear friend of mine to a brain tumor that was really kind of a wake-up call for me to do something with my life that helps other people. And watching my friend suffer and his family suffer, I as someone who really believes that nutrition matters, I decided to start a company and a service that helps empower patients and caregivers who have cancer with the nutritional strategies to help them with their fight.
What are some of the biggest challenges cancer patients have when it comes to food?
So there are a couple of major challenges, and this was, you know, part of my research before I started Savor Health was to do research to really understand what it is that's making it difficult for patients to get proper nutrition. And probably the first and biggest one is that physicians don't take nutrition in medical school per se. They take a couple of hours. And so the medical community, by and large, doesn't think about nutrition as part of one of the strategies and one of the tools to help with treatment. So that's kind of the backdrop. But then specifically, there are kind of three things that are impediments to proper nutrition. The first is treatment side effects. So, and this is very common, you'll recognize this, things like fatigue and lack of energy, which make meal preparation difficult, if not impossible. Or side effects such as mouth sores and difficulty swallowing, which make eating not only painful but very stressful. The second thing is that 80% of cancer patients never see a nutritionist even once. There's just a real access issue. There aren't enough nutritionists that really are very, very knowledgeable about the needs, the unique needs of cancer patients. And then the third thing is what I would call information overload, and that is when you go to the internet and search for solutions, you find 200, 300 million web hits, and you don't know what to believe. And there's a lot of people out there that are practicing unsafe nutritional strategies and kind of preying on people with cancer. And so one of the things that we do is we have a whole team of people that are credentialed in oncology nutrition. And they come to the field with very, very legitimate evidence-based strategies. So if I were to narrow it down, it's kind of three things: information, a lack of nutritional counseling, and the side effects of the treatment.
If a cancer patient is basically the person in the household that does all the cooking, what advice do you have? Because I know a couple of friends, they're going through a very difficult journey in which they're primarily the ones to do all the cooking, and either their spouse or whoever it is that lives with them is not a big chef and also doesn't necessarily want to eat the foods that they really need to eat.
So that's, you know, that's a very common problem. And one of the reasons why we designed this cookbook was to encourage families to be able to eat together. So these recipes are designed around the unique side effects of the patient, but they're also nutritious and healthy and yummy, such that the caregiver will also like them and not feel like I'm eating, you know, meals for cancer patients. As relates to the other problem, which is that the cancer patient is having to prepare these meals themselves, what I say is one of the easiest things you can do is maybe pick a day of the week to prepare some meals and then freeze them so that the rest of the days of the week you can freeze or put them in the refrigerator and just pop them in the microwave or the oven to heat them up, because that at least means that 5 or 6 days out of the week you're not going to the grocery store and doing a lot of cooking. So that's one thing. And then the third thing is people want to help, right? If you know a friend or a loved one that has cancer, you want to help. So don't be afraid to ask people for help, because they want to help. And the problem is they don't know what to do. And so try and feel comfortable asking for help, because people really do want to help. And they can help you cook. And then the last thing you can do, if you really are alone and you have no help, there are services, and Saver is one of those. And I'm not trying to pitch our service, but I'll just tell you it's out there. We actually do customized recipes and home-delivered meals that can be delivered to the patient. If they're just so exhausted and they live alone and they can't prepare meals, we can also get meals to them. But if you have somebody who can help you out with cooking, we've also got the cookbook, and there you can enlist the help of others, and don't be afraid to help. Ask for the help of others is what I would say.
It's such a difficult situation to try to resolve, especially if you are alone or if you're the only one that does the cooking. I think your suggestion of making meals ahead of time is a great way to prepare, especially if you know that you're going to be having a very difficult week, so that you can at least have something that you can go to without being overwhelmed and overburdened with the whole culinary process. For some people, cooking is really a very big chore. I mean, for you and me, it's something that comes naturally, but for many people, it's extremely difficult, and especially when you don't have the energy.
Yes. Well,
especially.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's one of the reasons why one of the things that Saver does is do this meal preparation and the home-delivered meals, just because for some people, you're exactly right. They're either too tired or they actually don't like to cook. They don't want to cook. And a lot of times people who like to cook when they get cancer, they don't want to cook because they're too tired. And they just, you know, it's really difficult, and they need to kind of keep all of the energy that they need to be focused on the treatment.
Before, you mentioned some of the major side effects. Could you just elaborate on some of these side effects and some of the tips that you have to offer in the book?
Sure. So we've worked with a lot of patients who have head and neck cancer, so brain tumors, esophageal tumors, things like esophageal cancer, things like that. One of the biggest side effects that we find with those patients is mouth sores and difficulty swallowing. And so one of the things you can do that's really very straightforward, and that is to pick recipes that don't have a lot of spices and that are softer in consistency. And sometimes maybe you need to blend things to get them to be a little bit softer, but there's something like that which is very helpful. The other thing that we suggest is, especially if you're losing a lot of weight, try to eat nutrient-dense foods. You know, foods that pack, you know, a lot of calories in a little amount of space, so to speak. So, and I'm just going to use one example. There's a great recipe in there that is really one of my all-time favorite recipes, and it's super, super easy. And it's chickpeas with flat parsley and a little bit of lemon juice, which for some people with mouth sores, the lemon juice is going to hurt, but you don't even have to put the lemon juice on it. But the chickpeas have a lot of protein and calories, and so it's a very nutrient-dense food, and it's delicious. With a little bit of parsley, it's really delicious. So those are two strategies that we recommend. The other strategy, which I already mentioned, was just preparing things in advance to kind of conserve energy for the rest of the week, because that's, you know, that fatigue is really, really difficult. The other thing is if you have lack of appetite or nausea, eating smaller, more frequent meals is a great way to ensure that you get the right amount of calories during the day, but you're not just, you know, you're not just forcing yourself to eat three meals a day. Sometimes that's just too much food in one sitting, and it requires energy, and it requires, it's just spreading it out over more time, I think, is less energy, and it's easier on the digestive system also.
Now, I know diarrhea is also a major side effect, and it's not as easy to resolve as most people would think. Typically, people will eat something that's binding, but when you're undergoing treatment, it's not always that easy. What do you recommend?
We recommend, things like saltine crackers and things like that are helpful, and I would recommend something like that. And we have a whole list of recipes in the cookbook, actually, that are just for diarrhea, actually.
Susan, on that note, could you talk about some of the key staples that are really important for anybody who's undergoing treatment that should always be accessible in their pantry?
Okay, so the first thing is, if you don't have access to fresh water, they have bottles of water. That's really important. Hydration is one of the most important things in cancer treatment. It's kind of one of those things that you would think would be, it's not that obvious. That's really important.
A lot of people tend to forget to hydrate, and you're absolutely right. It's something that's so incredibly important, and people just tend to forget. And I think if you do have bottled spring water, that's accessible, and even if you leave bottles all over the house, at least it's a reminder to hydrate. And
yes.
Also, it helps to urinate frequently because you're constantly drinking water.
Yes, and the other thing is, with the more you hydrate, the more you can flush, especially if you've had chemotherapy, the more you can kind of flush that out of your system by drinking a lot of water. So that's really important. The other thing that I think, depending on what your side effects are, if you have lack of taste, I also like to pair that recommendation for having lots of water. I like sometimes bubbly water and lemons or limes to just add a little bit of flavor that sometimes makes the taste a little bit better and something that you want to get down. So I recommend having limes and lemons. I think having fruit is really important. As long as your tummy can handle fruit, I think it's really important because you get really good nutrients, and it's something that you can eat. You can eat an apple or you can eat a half an apple. I think peanut butter is really important. It's super healthy. It provides you with protein and calories, and you can take peanut butter and put it on a banana or on an apple, and it's a great way to kind of combine two foods, and you don't have to eat a lot of it. You can eat just a little and get quite a few calories. The other thing is, for nausea, I just think, saltine crackers are a staple that you have to have in your pantry as well. And I'm kind of thinking around the side effects. The other thing, and this is, I'm not vegan right now, but I've been vegetarian since I was 18, and so over 30 years. And I think having canned legumes, so having chickpeas, having black beans, things like that. Again, those are foods that are in ingredients that you can kind of mix together, make a quick little salad, get a lot of protein and a lot of calories, and they're pretty soft to the touch. So they work for people who need calories, who have mouth sores, and they're delicious too. And you can very easily mix in things like fresh herbs to give them just a little kick of flavor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Susan, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. Could you share your website information and any other tips that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. So the website is www.saverhealth.com. That's S-A-V as in Victor, O-R as in rabbit, health.com. The other tips that I have, I think the most important tip is ask people for help because they want to help. And the second tip is cook one or two days a week and put things in the refrigerator to conserve your energy. And the last thing I would say is, if you have access to an oncology dietitian, it is well worth your time to spend 30 minutes with an oncology dietitian that you can find at most cancer centers. And they can really address whatever your unique side effects are. And remember, every person is different. So I think it's worth the time to find somebody to talk to about that as well.
Susan, thank you so much. You have been a wealth of information, and I know there are a lot of folks who are listening to this show who really value what you have to say and the fact that you are a trusted resource. So thank you for all the good work that you're doing. I hope you do come out with another book. You have to come out with another book. This book was fantastic. I know a lot of the recipes I'm going to use myself and share with many friends that are undergoing treatment, and it is truly such a blessing.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it really is my goal and our company's goal to help cancer patients and their caregivers get better nutrition, because it's so important to outcome and making you feel better.
It really is. And folks, please check out Susan's recipes, which will be available on theorganicview.com, along with all of her social media information and her website information. And also, please check out the YouTube version of this interview, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon.